This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Time for some news. It's the newsiest of news sort of Wednesday to get going. That's what we do here, Chris, right? Certain days. And today's sort of a news day. We'll infuse a bunch of opinion, but there's news, Chris, and lots of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, not the best of news either.
No, or at least news that makes you hit the pause button, perhaps. So what are we going to do with this football game on Sunday? No one knows. Tennessee Titans closed their facility until Saturday. Three players, as you heard in Jim's update, five personnel members, tested positive for the coronavirus. Daquan Jones, Bo Brinkley, he's a long snapper. Jones, that starting nose tackle, and some practice squad tight end named Tommy Hudson that you wouldn't know if he walked by at Ross Park Mall. Anyway, the NFL wants to keep that game going. They intend to play this game, according to Adam Schefter reports overnight, although one of the contingency plans allow for additional testing, contact tracing, and maybe a move to the game to Monday night. That is what people told ESPN overnight. They don't know. Again, first plan is for it to stay on task and stay on track, and then the first contingency is Monday night. Let's listen to Mike Tomlin from yesterday. Any concerns with this, Mike?
No, we're going to trust the medical experts. If they deem it safe for us to proceed, then we're going to go down there with the intentions of playing and playing to win.
Okay. Have you been thinking about this a lot, or will you?
I haven't thought a lot about it, to be honest with you. I've just been trying to have a really good Tuesday, and we'll be doing the same tomorrow. You understand how important Wednesday is from a preparation standpoint, and so that's a big day for us. We'll let people who have that charge make those decisions and considerations.
Michael taking it day by day, as always. Mm-hmm. As we push on, though, Chris, I think this is a big question. Is it fair if Tennessee, because we'd be asking the question if it was the other way, if they are made to play with just one day of practice, if they go through a walkthrough on Saturday, they really don't get any padded practices this week, and the NFL tells them, and I think they should, and I'd say it if it was the other way too, strap it up and let's go. Mike Tomlin, would it be fair to Mike Vrabel and his bunch?
Once we, you know, left the station and we got all teams into a training camp-like setting, we as a collective, meaning the National Football League, acknowledged that, you know, this COVID environment could be challenging to that. And so we all proceeded with that understanding.
Okay, so here we are, Chris. We all signed up for this, and this could have been, well, maybe we have to go through a week and not really practice, or maybe we're shorthanded, maybe we dip into the practice squad. Mike Tomlin giving the old, we knew what we were getting into.
Yeah, I mean, you try to proceed with as few disruptions to as many schedules as possible, and I don't just mean game schedules. We can get into a specific discussion around that later, but just a minimum disruption to as many teams' preparations for this coming game this weekend as possible. You know, you see it rippled out immediately to the Titans' most recent opponent, the Vikings, shut down. Now, they had zero positive tests, from what I understand, in the most recent reports, based on their latest round of testing. So they should feel good about getting back in the facility, but we also know that these positive tests can have a few-day incubation period, right? We saw that with the Cardinals and the Marlins, certainly, when they went through their trials with this back towards the beginning of the baseball season in late July, early August. So it could be a couple of days. It's interesting to me they decided to shut the facility down until Saturday. I would think you'd be able to get back in by Friday if you got all negative tests for a couple of days. But either way, the Titans are in that situation now. And yes, it has rippled out to affect the Steelers at least somewhat in their preparations, I would think. But they've got to do, as Mike Tomlin said, they got to just push ahead as if this is a normal game week. If the thing gets pushed to Monday, it gets pushed to Monday. If not, you're ready to go Sunday at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, and that's where I am with all this. And with the incubation period, I get it. I understand it. For me, the plan is simple. You stay on task and you try to play. Couldn't the solution be to test every member of the Titans organization starting yesterday, starting right away, all the way up until game time, which they don't do right now, but they should. And in that process, if you still have those same positive cases, you quarantine the impacted individuals and you move on. You test all the way up until game day to get as close to sure as possible there aren't any more cases and allow for that window of incubation to flutter out. That, for me, is what it is. If the NFL isn't going to be in the business of doing that, then the real, true, only solution is to shut the Titans down for like 2 weeks. They have to be in the business of getting closer to treating this like an injury as opposed to waiting and seeing if there's going to be this full-blown outbreak and it's going to just ruin the league. You know,
I tend to agree with you. I honestly think this abundance of caution measure that, and we've heard that phrase really since what, the middle of March. We've become all too accustomed with an overabundance of caution. You do have to treat it somewhat like an injury. That's why you have these expanded practice squads, expanded rosters. That's why you have those things in place. Those safeguards that you can field a complete roster and your position groups don't get decimated if you've got three positive tests in this case. But you've also got to keep in mind that, unfortunately, in this case, those three positive tests could ripple out, and it may be a 48 to 72 hour period before you see the actual ripple happen. So again, I understand, shutting down the facility in Tennessee for a couple of days, and making sure everybody's clear that's coming back into the building. Unfortunately for them, it's going to hamper the way they prepare for this game. Unfortunately, if you want to have a full 16-game season, this is something you knew you were going to have to go through at some point right with some team.
Yeah, and for me, you know, something rings true as well for me, that it isn't exactly why the league expanded the practice squads. This certainly wasn't done on purpose, more than likely not done because of negligence or laziness by the Titans. But that's tough. Life sucks. Too bad. It's a Titans issue. It ain't the Steelers issue. If they have enough healthy players, kick the football off. That's where I am with it. In Mike Tomlin, he didn't say it in those terms, but he said everybody's ready for this shuffling, pretty much. All right, but the Steelers have injury problems of their own. And there's one injury problem that I think going into the season we thought would have been a bigger injury problem than it is right now. We need to discuss this, though, about one guy who's dinged up. We get into that coming up next. Mike Tomlin talks about Diontae Johnson.
He is, and the protocol speaks for itself. I won't speculate there. As he goes through the week, his availability will be determined by that process.
We'll let protocol be our guide. Here's the thing. Even though Diontae Johnson missed a large chunk of last week's game with Houston, he's still the top targeted guy on the team. 25, Juju at 19, James Washington 15, Ebron at 14. Then it trickles down to the backs in Claypool and those guys and the tight ends. So he is the guy that they look to the most. If you told me on the cusp of the first game being played that you're going into your fourth game, and we're going ahead full bore to analyze the game like it's going on at times during the show today. We're going to just forget about the COVID, okay? We're just going to act like the game's happening because we think that it is. So anyway, if you told me right before the first game, right before they kicked off, Diontae Johnson was going to miss the fourth game, both teams are undefeated, I'd say, oh my gosh, this is gigantic. But what I've seen from the Steelers in the first three games, I think that they can insulate themselves a little bit because of the way they have spread the ball out, Chris. Juju's catching passes, James Washington's catching passes, and the biggest thing is the proliferation of and the way they've advanced Ebron now just last week, but the way they've advanced him into the offense and how Claypool has come about faster than we all thought.
Yeah, I think you hit on the four guys that all need to be talked about when you talk about what happens if this is a situation where Deontay Johnson cannot play, whether it's Sunday, Monday, whenever the game may be this weekend. If Deontay Johnson can't go, I don't think that's going to greatly affect their work sort of inside the hashes, right? Like, we've seen Juju's lining up in the slot 80% of the time this year. You know where Ebron's going to line up. You know Claypool can get down the field on the outside, and that's what probably gives me the most reason. And we know James Washington can stretch it sometimes, even if he doesn't always haul the ball in. I think that's where my biggest concern is. It's not so much in the spreading of targets necessarily. Certainly, you got to figure out where you're going to throw the ball if Deontay isn't available, and that's a good maybe 8 to 10 targets. Where are we going to go with it? And that will get spread out amongst all those guys, but the question is, where do you actually go with it? Like, physically, how does it affect things in your scheming throughout the week? And then on game day, we know Juju and Ebron are the guys on the inside. And then it becomes a matter of, can James Washington and Chase Claypool produce on the outside of the formation, out on the boundaries? If they can do that, I don't know if they can necessarily replace Deontay Johnson and exactly what he brings, but they can hope to replicate his production at the very least.
I think we would also see McFarlane in the slot just a little bit. I think that could happen, where they split him out, or he catches the ball out of the backfield some. Mike Tomlin hinted at him not necessarily having a bigger role, but feeling comfortable with him moving forward because of what he showed. And I think we could see that. Because what you have to do, not have to do, but what they will do, and you touched on it, 8-9 targets or so, it doesn't need to be one guy. It can be spread
right
out. It could be a touch here, a touch there. This guy gets two more. And I think that's what will happen. There's a worry. Obviously, you want Deontay Johnson on your football team because you're better for it when he's there. There's not the worry I would have had 4 weeks ago, like I thought it would be the end of the world for the pass-catching crew. I'm not there right now. You
right
can still win a football game against a good team and not have Deontay Johnson on your team.
You saw it put in practice against the Texans, really, because he went out as early as he did and didn't end up with any catches on just two targets, I think. They were able to spread the ball out, and a lot of it did include, as you pointed out, Anthony McFarlane, whether it was touching the ball on the ground, motioning out. I think as that kid continues to prove that he's up to the task, they'll expand what he's allowed to do, for lack of a better way to put it, or where they're going to utilize him, not just in the offense, but, I mean, formationally, whether it's slot, backfield, whatever it may be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.